Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink. Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Well, you heard about the cruise. Fuck, what a great time. Man, did shit get weird on that. A little something. I don't know if we talked about this before, but we actually just did it for free just to see what would happen. And we had a goddamn blast on the cruise. We did a ton of live shows. We were super, super drunk for a lot of them. Tonight, we're going to play you one of those live shows from the cruise. Danny Warsnop, lead singer of Asking Alexandria, joined us. He's one of our best friends, also does the opening for the Drinking Bros show. And has for many, many moons. So tonight, it is myself, Jared Taylor, Matthew Best, D'Anthony Holloway, and Mr. Danny Warsnop giving you the hits. I don't even remember this show, to be honest with you. So I'm doing the intro for it. But I'm real curious to listen to what it was like played back because I don't remember it. Classic Drinking Bros. Before we get into that, we got some sponsors who put this whole fucking shit wagon to be on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Need a mattress? Get a mattress. You need some pillows? Get some pillows. You need an adjustable base? Get that base. Put it up in your house. Finest mattresses in all of the lands. GhostBed.com/drinking bros is giving you all the hits. Across the board for all your mattress needs. They even got fucking sheets, which are amazing. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. If you are military or first responder, you get 15% off forever. Scroll to the bottom of the page. Click it, tick it, and fucking rip it, dude. Rip it off that price tag. If you're a fucking regular human like myself, they get $200 off of Ghost Lux, $100 off the Classico, and they're offering free pillows, which... Look, the pillows are as good as the goddamn bed. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today, where, as always, they got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No one on the internet is offering that. No interest on that shit either. So get yourself a mattress. Unwind. Kick your legs over your head. Next up, we've got getroman.com/drinking bros. That's right. Get a boner. Make sure those fucking tips are up, dude. Keep those tips up, dude. GetRoman.com/drinking bros. Where you can get all your fucking boner pills. I don't care if you have erectile dysfunction and just want to fuck hard on the weekends, dude. This is the shit that will do it. Eric Totel is one of our admins on Drinking Bros on the private Facebook group. He was taking it all weekend, and you can ask him to ask his wife how great it was. Maybe she can make a testimonial about it. GetRoman.com/drinking bros offers you a free doctor visit. You don't have to go in person, just online. You don't have to go in person, have a lady check your bizzles and tell you you can't get it up no more. None of that shit. You go on and take a 5-question survey, boom, free. Shipping, free. Discreet package, free. That comes in the mail. Nobody knows you're getting fucking boner pills. You can take them at the Thanksgiving dinner if you want and still get a rock hard wiener for the rest of the time. Go to GetRoman.com/drinking bros today. Try them shits out. Last but not least, we've got ExpressVPN.com/drinking bros. Keeping shit safe, kids. Desktop, laptop, iPhone, iPad, whatever the fuck you're using, dude. Get ExpressVPN.com/drinking bros to run a safe, secure application in the background of your computer that keeps hackers out, dude. Save your fucking money. Save your goddamn accounts, dude. Keep this up and running in the background at ExpressVPN.com/drinking bros. Plus, you can, look, watch porn on it at work. Let's cut through the bullshit of it. You can watch porn at work. All the websites that your boss doesn't want you to see and or listen to at work, you can with this. It's a nice fucking cheat code is what it is. With ExpressVPN.com/drinking bros, you get it for $7 a month. And if you sign up for the year, you get 3 months for free. How do you beat that shit? Keep all your shit safe. Watch porn. You're good to go. Go to expressvpn.com/drinkingbros today and keep all those fucking cyber attackers out there off your shit. Keep those Somali cyber attackers off your shit. I don't know if they're Somali, but they probably are. Last but not least, we've got thank you for my service. We're trying to get it back to the number one position in the world on the New York Times bestseller list. Matthew Best and myself wrote this book, Love It More Than Life. The audiobook, though, is out and available everywhere. 7 hours and 15 minutes worth of magic. Get the audiobook, dude. A lot of you out there say, hey, man, I wish the show was longer. Well, congratulations. You can hear the lovely, lovely sounds of Mr. Matt Best read his audiobook about his life for 7 hours and 15 minutes on audible.com. So go there today and get that shit. Now let's hop into the show, shall we?
Slow it down, come on. When I look into your eyes, I know you're the one. I wanna spend my life with you, having fun. How can I do?
What? No.
Sucking a dude.
All right, maybe that
was. When does the show start, Ross?
I want to thank you for that intro, Mr. Matt Best. We're here, Drinking Bros crew. Morning to.
Oh, look who's late. Look at you. Big surprise out of you. That's what happens when you have a butt plug inside of you all night. Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Looking at you two. Looking at you two. Did you find the couple to swing with last night? You did not.
Hey, what the fuck?
He was there all along, is all I know. I like it last night, because I asked you in front of the restaurants, you know, we were nice little dinner, little gathering. And I said, hey, man, is your lady still wearing that butt plug? And you go, no, man. She had to fill her belly up with food. That thing's going to pop right on out. It's a family of four sitting next to you. They were not as stoked as we were. I can't tell if the ship is rocking or I got real fucked up last night, because I'm going back and forth here. They got us on a morning show, which is a mistake. We're going to be blacked out in about an hour. We're doing doubles, we're drinking mimosas, and we're starting off the show with a little music. First off, let me bring out Mr. Cat Puke himself, Jared Taylor. Yeah, yeah. Fun fact about today, this would have been Paul Walker's 47th birthday today. He's gone, but Jared's still alive? Somehow it doesn't seem fair. Next up, we got Mr. Danny Horsnop. Come on out, Danny. Asking Alexandria. Sexiest voice on the planet. And a real medium-sized dick. So it's real medium.
Extra medium.
Extra medium.
Last
but not least, we got Mr. Matthias Best.
Sorry.
Did you?
I just sat down.
Yeah. So you just did that. Okay, cool. Cool.
He stole it.
Nah, I'll go fuck myself. if there's anything you want to hear, scream it out. They probably won't know it. Nope. Here's the Drinking Bro.
We're sitting pretty lean today, huh? People are hungover. Looks like it.
Yeah, you guys look tired.
I don't know. There's a couple new faces in here that didn't make last night. Maybe.
Were you about to play Eminem?
Yeah.
How do we both know how to play that?
I was just playing a D chord. I was getting my key.
We didn't practice for this at all, by the way.
No.
We have no idea what we're
doing. I just found this back there. I don't even play this, but we'll see.
We had like a rehearsal-esque thing last night upstairs.
But it was in it was on the front of the boat where the wind is just hitting you at 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, it was hot.
So it sounded good during that wind.
Because we couldn't hear ourselves. It was great. We sounded like... Get knocked down, but I get up again. We never keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Kissing the guys away.
Yeah. You kiss them and they go away. I've heard.
Oh, man.
I've heard your friends stop talking to you after you kiss them.
I'm still here after 6 years, dude, so. And you got some bad breath.
Aww. All right. Where do we go from here? That's the question.
Oh, do you want to do a cool rendition of Freebird together?
Fuck it.
You singing it?
No.
I've just got my bit.
I completely lost my voice last night, so...
Yeah.
I'm going to
repair mine right now.
We could. We could do... What if we went back to your old days and sung like an emo Freebird?
Oh, there you go.
I'm about to split the room real quick. I'm going to need my phone to get all of the lyrics.
No, we don't have to do the whole song.
Oh.
We just sing it like we used to.
What you remember... Oh, fuck, you're British. You don't even know this song.
Because I'm oppressed by the government. We pay too many taxes.
But London mayors are kind of an asshole.
Do Brits have a Confederate flag for, like, redcoats still? Like, where they, like, bring...
We're not allowed.
Make the Brits...
Are you still a little sour about that whole thing, or are we good?
Yeah, those guys are assholes.
Hell yeah!
All right.
Why don't you do us a single? Yeah, your shit, man.
Play we didn't prepare too much of anything. I was like, hey, what should I play? And I asked Jared that, and he said, I don't know, just wing it, dude. So that's what we're going to do.
Shocking.
And last night, we sat on the roof, and we basically said, it's like, okay, what songs do we like? No, when it's, well, mine's are maybe not all the way there. This song, you guys, the Drinking Bros community, heard before anyone else, because I've played it on a video that we did.
For the Rock Welcome to Rockville.
Yes. You can't say yes. You don't know what I'm about to play.
Yes, see, she does, because she was at Rockville. She knows.
But what if I'm playing a different song? You don't fucking know.
You played it by the pool. You were walking around my parents' pool.
Sweet bongo work there, Jerry.
You come and go in and out of my life. That $2 song and that $1 million smile. I hear you knocking. I say, oh, not again. I tell you to go, but the next thing I know, I'll be letting you back in. 'Cause when you're rocking me, rolling me, loving me, holding me, oh, what can I do? Get a rush coming over me, baby. I'm totally at the mercy of you. I can tell you I'm quitting you, and I start missing you. Jones and wanting you back, 'cause you're the best bad habit I ever had.
This is baby making music, man.
Woo. The taste of your kiss is like a little too much wine. When you turn it on, mama, you burn me every time. The taste of your kiss is like a little too much wine. The things that are bad for me, you're the one that I don't want to kick. 'Cause when you're rocking me, rolling me, loving me, holding me, oh, what can I do? Get a rush coming over me, baby. I'm totally at the mercy of you. I can tell you I'm quitting you, then I start missing you. Jones and wanting you back, 'cause you're the best bad habit I ever had. I don't keep staring at you, my wife sat behind you. It's like that lady's shoulder, though.
And she has a light right on her. Do you notice this right now?
Like, it is lit up.
Right on her right now.
It's your color, too. Aww. This is about to be super awkward. I'm about to break. Right? Fuck, I'm impressive. 'Cause you're the best, happy. You're the best, happy. You're the best, happy I ever had. Woo! Uh-huh.
That's hard to do up here when you're a fan of this. I just want to watch. I'm like,
I blacked out.
Is he singing to me?
When I first sent that album, Matt was like, "Dude, we got to do a Black Rifle Coffee commercial with that."
Yes, and there actually is a Black Rifle Coffee commercial with that. I'm kidding. awkward.
For 6 months.
Can you check my bank account, babe? No, we're gonna do it one day. Maybe it's now. Maybe that's it. Then we just take piping hot coffee and we spray it out of a t-shirt cannon.
I actually had someone in the marketing department say that's a bad idea because it's called a bad habit. And I was like, fuck off.
Fuck off. Pussy. I hate the marketing departments.
They got fired, yeah.
Oh, so. Yeah, they're like, man, you can't say that. Do you know how the fuck we got here? You ever heard of something called human dog? And bear missionary?
Cool.
Talking about, dude.
You haven't heard these ones. I'll send them to you. I promise.
How many of you guys knew about Ask Alexandria before the Drinking Bros thing?
How many of you knew after the Drinking Bros thing? Yeah, see? There. That's where we all made you money.
How many of you guys still don't know?
Check my fucking bank account then. You missed that one, Danny? I told my wife to check my bank account since she's gross found out about your bank.
Yeah, did we get a check from Danny?
You gotta talk to my record label about that. I'm still checking my bank account for it.
Yeah, Ross, we'll do one more.
Why don't you? I'd love to hear. I can't believe
we
missed
this
shit.
Do we want miss this or do we want bitch operate?
We want both. We want both. Play the goddamn hits.
We got plenty of fucking time.
Yeah, we got plenty. What were we gonna play there, Danny? That would sound cool.
I was gonna do that Ask Alexandria song.
You should do that one.
Yes, yes.
Do that one.
Please do. Is this the Drinking Bros theme song?
No, dude, I've never played that on guitar. You can just say, you're like, that's your song. I was like, I'm the singer. I could sing it.
When the lights go out. There we go.
I'll let you play your song.
Boy, vanquished now. He's a man of song. Traded his misery. To pack his bags and escape this world. I've never been so torn up in all of my life. I should have seen this coming. I've never felt so hopeless that I do tonight. I don't want to do this anymore. Wanted to change the world, make it all worthwhile. So he put his pen to paper and pulled out everything inside. His red eyes tipping up at the man he became. So he would chew on the fast track to fall into his grave. And I've never been so torn up in all of my life. I should have seen. Come so far in such a time, and I'm still fighting on my own. If I stop to catch my breath, I might never breathe again. Just know that.
More, we don't need more bongo, Jared. We definitely don't need more bongo.
I love this thing.
I know you do.
So I can be myself break down a wall. I've never been so torn up in all of my life. I should have seen this. I should have seen this coming. I've never felt so hopeless. I do tonight. I don't want to do this anymore. Oh, your language now. He's a man of song. Traded his misery. The lonely life. The road.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Supposed to know the next.
We can do like, yeah, it's Spanish.
Donde está la biblioteca? Mis abuelos, soy un hombre. Mi casa, su casa. I'm not a Spanish guy. What I know is this. Danny was so goddamn good that this girl is pregnant. She is pregnant with a baby.
Holy shit! She walked in here and now she's pregnant.
She is now pregnant. Congratulations. Is that your husband? Oh, fiance. Okay, cool.
Just thinking about it.
They both just looked at you like,
Totally fine, yeah. Was he the one that got you pregnant? Maybe.
We don't know.
Bring in Maury Povich.
Ross.
That was a lie.
Listen, it's kind of rude for you to assume. We don't know she's not just chubby.
Oh my gosh.
That was rude of you, dude.
Yeah.
That is crazy. I thought she stole a basketball from the top deck. Maybe was hiding it. You can keep the basketballs. They'll charge you later. No, promise you. Promise you that. Carnival will charge you later.
I'm sorry about my friends, by the way.
I'm not.
Can we hear a little bitch I operate,
yes,
please? Is that too much to ask, Matt Best?
I mean, we can. Jared's going to have to sing most of it. But
I got it.
There we go.
Wait, why don't you do the new one?
Oh, yeah. I can't believe we missed this.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely put that down.
But that would require singing and shit.
Who's got the France press out there? There's somebody with the France press. God bless you.
You fucking dick.
Yes.
My man.
Old school. I love it.
Danny knew my voice is gone, so he's like, sing the hard one, because I don't sing.
That's right. Danny doesn't play guitar, apparently, so
yeah,
you're fine.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Such a young man's became government puppet. Swanny out of the lieutenant, just call it a cause I saw a douchebag from the cars, lost his nuts.
You're good.
Life was just a game of having wings.
My wife probably found me.
Who the fuck is going to hear us? We're in international waters.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck it! Goodbye. It's the
I want to apologize for the terrible vocals. My voice went out. I apologize.
You sounded good from over here.
I still want to do fucking emo Freebird.
Yeah, come on, Danny.
Emo Freebird. Yes.
We can do that tomorrow when we've actually figured it out.
No, we go right now.
15 minutes right. ago.
This is why leave you here tomorrow. You still remember me?
My dad still doesn't talk to me.
Do they sing low? Is that what they do?
What?
No, I think
I thought we were singing like Simple Plan.
If I leave here tomorrow,
I gotta sing high.
Would you still remember me?
Would you remember me?
Cause I must be as a bird
so
now.
There he is.
I'm sorry.
You gotta fucking change me, Dad. Do you love me now?
I'm sorry. That's a once in a lifetime fucking thing. We just saw Danny Warstop do the emo screamo version of fucking Freebird. Tell me that this is not ridiculous.
History made. Because you know when Johnny Cash did Hurt, and then that is now not a Nine Inch Nails song. That's his song now. Freebird is mine now.
I'm the captain now.
I am the captain now.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now. Freebird. I am the captain now.
He just takes Freebird. Like.
Just like that, dude. I got to pick in my hand. I'm not a retard.
I think we should record that for my YouTube channel.
Me saying
retard?
Dude, no. You think about that. Like, exactly what he just did. That would make every music.
Russ has it recorded.
I'm free.
What? All right, are we starting the fucking podcast or what are we doing?
What? Yes. Let's start the podcast, shall we?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Roll the music.
Russ Patterson and the Drinking Mouse.
Yes.
We're actually going to do a quick stage change. So
yeah,
we
quick
have
stage
free
change.
Champagne for everybody.
Free champers back there from Barker. Barker, bring some champers out for the peeps. It's the morning. We need to get fucked up. My God. You want them to come up? Come on up and get some champers, dude. There they are at the bar.
I'm going to trade pants with Ross. We'll see you on the other side.
So we're gonna switch the stage equipment, grab some champagne from the bar. It's up there. It is all on Jared. So don't worry about using your card. All of it is on Jared's tab. All of it is on Jared's tab.
Thank you guys for attending.
What you missed up here? Danny gave a speech about his grandfather's death and how they left him at sea. But no, but the free champagne, by all means. By all means. You'll catch it on the Wednesday episode.
I missed my brother's funeral for this.
Yep, he did.
You rude.
But by all means, grab that free champagne. Yeah. Grab that free champagne.
Yeah, enjoy. Enjoy, guys. That was initially for the fucking wake, but, you know, you guys got it.
Totally fine. We were going to save that for later in the refreshments for his brother's death, but no. Take it.
Yeah,
take
you it. Got it.
Take it all the way.
Don't sweat it.
Ross.
His whole family can drink water.
I filled all those cups over there with that orange juice and then poured the rest of the champagne in here.
No way.
This is my cup. Stop judging. We're in international waters.
Yeah, we are.
Is
we
Eric Totell here today?
We are. He's here.
Somewhere.
Oh. How are you feeling after the three margarita chassis that you had yesterday? Great? Are you drinking again?
That is a lie, sir.
You're stealing my drink. I thought you were like, there's rules.
Hey, I'm pretty sure we should start a Medicare for drinking bros or something for alcoholism because this is not good. It's good in my new business endeavor.
I do, too.
Yeah. It's just milk thistle. Everyone.
Do you know they found milk thistle actually overactivates your liver and it isn't good for it?
Hey,
the more you know.
I don't think you've heard about this, but I had an idea the other day.
Uh-oh.
New business.
Oh,
new
God.
Business proposition.
Oh, God.
Pete, listen.
I want to run it. I want to do a quick study. I'm saying.
How many people will let Jared Taylor suck their dick for $5? He'll give you the $5.
Oh,
whoa.
You did your study. Now I want to do my study.
Amounts.
And
that is
follow me on this train,
amount.
Ross.
Sure.
Follow me on this train.
Sure.
I'm saying, okay, one thing that guys in their mid-30s are not really concerned about is a retirement home.
Oh, that too, yeah.
So
AIDS.
I was talking about possibly building a retirement home in Nevada that's full of prostitutes.
They have
so
those.
You know, like when you're 65, you get you get to go to the retirement home that just has tons of legal prostitutes.
Do you have to be 65 or do you just retire?
Are they older?
No.
Because I feel like a bunch of people in this room are not 65, but they are retired.
Oh, hello. Yes, sir.
Let's start
you're
the show.
Up?
Everybody's got champagne, ladies and gentlemen. Dan Holloway, get up here. Where's D'Anthony? D'Anthony.
Where is Dan?
Where is he? I probably killed someone in the lobby. I want to talk to you, sir, to start it off, because we were just talking about this. Are you 65?
I am.
You are?
I am.
Great.
Would you sign up for my retirement home?
Oh, yes. Hell yes.
I think I have a sustainable business.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We have a nice
That's Jared pool. Taylor in a nutshell. One person agrees. He's like, it's a business.
It's a
Matt,
business.
Get the loan.
Hey, it's worked out.
I'm in.
Wait, no. We got a nice pool. Come on,
yeah,
jump right
exactly.
in. Jump right in. The water's sticky.
But let's look at his background. Have you ever had a prostitute before?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Oh, me too.
How are you 65 and not had a prostitute?
Yeah. Who and where was it?
Germany.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's legal there.
The old red
it's
light.
Legal.
I heard.
It's legal
heard.
There.
Yeah, it's legal.
I heard.
And Holland.
Any other countries? Because it sounds like you want to say like 19 more countries.
Houston.
I feel like you're just going to say Craigslist.
I'm retired.
That's not
Army.
A country.
Okay.
That's a website.
I served everywhere.
Okay. You served everywhere? So you served that dick everywhere too, didn't you?
They liked it.
They liked it. That's what they all think. Every prostitute thinks, oh, they loved it. Yeah, they were going to give me a freebie. No, they weren't. You paid for it every time.
Okay. Never go to the Korea behind the wall, okay? They got, you know.
Which wall? Wait, the DMZ?
Which wall?
They got a wall.
Any of them
right?
do it outside, dude.
They got a wall. You stick your dick in there, but you don't know who's on the other side.
Oh.
Ah. I bet there's a couple of those
That's called
walls.
A glory hole.
We call that a glory hole in 2019.
No. Yeah, well, I peeked.
That reminds me of this one time that Ross was in Korea at the other side of a wall.
Yeah.
He's just nailed in front of it.
It's 2019. I got VR. Who gives a shit who's on the other side?
Oh, God.
Let's be honest. If Trump builds that wall, we're all putting our dicks through there.
I don't know what
There's
that
Dan Holloway.
Is.
Dan, Jesus Christ, we gave you an intro. You were gone. Come on up, dude. Were you outside killing somebody? Where were you? Where were you?
I was getting a drink.
Oh, you were.
Yeah.
Fucking A. It's not like we have 19 bottles
of
champagne
drinks.
Right here.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, boy. We went hard last night, kids. What happened? The night before?
I walked a drinking bro back to his room. That's the kind of guy I am.
Yes, Ross. You did.
Yes, sir.
Then that was you.
Yeah.
That was you. My
wife helped, yes.
Yeah.
Well, not that sound of, no.
No.
Fuck you all.
Yeah. I remember him. He literally said to me, if you die, I will marry your wife in front of my wife, which was awesome. And you said it 19 more times. And I was like, man, it seems like you really want me to die.
Don't accept a drink from him, dude.
No, I'm not going to. Are you kidding me?
Shit, I ate some soup from him earlier.
Oh, wait, soup? What the fuck?
He had soup. I was hungry.
He did have soup.
I just ate some soup.
Jared,
if alcohol and hot dogs haven't killed you, I don't think any poison can at this point in your life.
No. Yeah. I know.
People try and drug me, and then I just get more happy.
I want to get into you, Jared. I want to start with you first today.
Oh, fuck.
You brought 2 girls on the cruise.
No.
Yes?
No, they just brought themselves.
And they brought themselves and then stayed in your room, correct?
Yeah, they just used my room. I was hungry.
Yeah, you were hungry.
I was.
You pulled up a photo last night that they were fucking in your shower and you weren't
there. I was trying to use the bathroom.
Look, this is probably the first time in human history that 2 girls were fucking in a room and the asshole guy involved went to go get fucking hot dogs.
I mean,
I did. I said, I gotta go to dinner. Bye.
Bye. No lie.
I was hungry.
He pulls up this photo of these 2 girls literally having sex in his own shower, and he's outside eating with us. At any point, did you join in on this and then just leave?
No.
Did you just get bored?
No, I mean, they were doing their thing. I was hungry.
They were doing their
thing.
Come on.
I
didn't want to get involved and fuck it up.
We got on the boat at 1 o'clock. And there's no food in between 1 o'clock and 9.
Sure. I'm going to be realsies with you. The threesome is going on in the room. Probably Stan not going to go out and get food.
Is it really a threesome?
It was a twosome.
It's just twosome. 2 people, and then I'm like, I need to get food.
Do you want to tell the audience about your recent divorce?
Which one?
The porn star.
I like how I have to say which one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's funny. What do you want me to tell him about?
Well, what happened here? Because we were all shocked.
No, we weren't.
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
No one. Everyone saw that
no,
coming.
No, 0 people were shocked.
Whatever the opposite of shocked were, we were.
No,
what happened with that?
I just realized I don't like other people, like, basing their life on or like, having a say in what I do. So, like...
So you don't want to be an adult?
Again,
is
I'm
what
his
you're
business
saying.
Partner. I hope you know what I go through.
That's not the same in business. I mean, like, okay, it's Tuesday and it's 12:30, and I met a bunch of people downstairs in the Pearl, and we're all going back to my house. And she's like, "Why are all these people here?" I'm like, "This is all. Who cares?"
Yeah, it's what you do.
That's an Uber driver. That's it.
Yeah. It's what you do.
Dude.
It's what
and then, you know, she got mad at me because I changed plans like 16 times on a Saturday. I'm like,
she changed dicks 16 times in one porno. What does she care? What does she care?
That's what I mean. She's like, you said we were going swimming in the morning, and now you want to go to a barbecue, and now you're trying to fucking make a cooking show. I'm like, I don't decide until I'm, like, ready.
What was the facial site she was on?
I don't know.
Oh, you do
That's
know.
Old.
Facial abuse.
Facialabuse.com.
No, I think it was .gov, actually.
.gov.
Yeah.
Might be .us.
You have a cat cardigan in there?
Yeah. So I get a message.
That was a funny text.
Into Drinking Bros Instagram that just said, "Hey, man, big fan of the show. Also, is this Jared's wife on facialabuse.com?" And there was a picture of her crying as she's sucking a 13-inch dick.
No. He sent it to me.
Yeah.
So he sent it to me on Instagram. He goes, "Bro, is this your wife?" And it's a still of her, like, full fucking blast.
It was.
And, like,
brutal.
Running makeup. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was definitely penetration in the photo. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, that is. Yeah, that's her. I recognize her neck tattoo. But that's how I respond to things like that.
You have to, right?
Yeah, you know.
Because you get it all the time, and everybody asks. They're like, "Hey, man, how does Jared deal with this shit?" And it's just another day at the JOB for Jared.
Yeah.
Just another day. Sad news today. Eddie Money died. Eddie Money. Yeah. Take me home tonight. I asked if Danny could play, and he said no. Said absolutely not. But we want to wish Eddie and the Money Is it two people? Or is that the band?
Eddie
is it,
and the Money?
Yeah, is it the Money and the band?
They both died?
I think they both died.
Everyone's
I think the whole
dead.
Thing died.
Everyone's dead, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The whole crew.
They're all gone. But if you're thinking about the Paradise song today, and you hear it on the steel drums out there, that's why. I heard they're doing a tribute to Eddie Money on the fucking
record. Well, the record sales are going to do good, though. They always do. Post-mortem,
they always do.
Always good.
They always do.
Let's get down to the real you know, information on the trip or the situation.
Sure. Let's get down to the skinny
There's
of it.
Like three bachelorette parties on this ship, mm-hmm. and we have true. This bachelorette slayer.
Oh,
just
boy.
Relax, guys.
Yeah. Where did you end up last night, Dan?
I was spread eagle on my own bed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That was...
What is that?
Starfishing.
Starfishing.
Yeah. Look, I've got to really stretch
he's
out.
He's going full Patrick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Full Pat. I've got to stretch out. Let my brethren loose, you know.
My brethren. Got to let my brethren out.
It's day one, brother.
Here's the thing about Dan that you don't know. You actually like older women.
Elderly, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could be one of the male guys in his resort for 65 plus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Just eating grandma.
Who wouldn't want to go to this fucking retirement home?
We've
got a pool. We've got hookers.
Wait, I'm sorry. Back up?
Yeah.
It's a retirement home where I bang old ladies?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, you can volunteer your services to bang old ladies in exchange for pills. Oh. And I think that works. It's kind of a mix and match.
Do we allow women in our retirement home in
That's
this?
The second one.
I don't know. Yeah. I told my wife, anything after, 38, Jesse? That's kind of when it's the age, right, for white women? Yeah. It all goes downhill after that. Yeah. So maybe we re-up. Yep, nope, she's saying 37. 37 is when we, yep,
up.
She's saying up now. She's saying up now. I feel like if the price
is
right.
Oh, wait, a woman is changing her mind back there. Go figure.
Why did we let them vote?
Fuck.
Why did we let you vote?
Those That's are the your thing. Opinions, it's, not mine.
No, it's fine. Matt's against the Suffrage Act as well, and I really want to get that out there. He's also
You're
the vice
about...
president of Black Rifle Coffee. Want that on record. If we could film that as well, Matt hates the Suffrage Act. believes Rosa Parks should have sat in the back of the bus.
Oh,
totally kidding.
Shit.
Nope, totally kidding.
That's a groaner,
she's fine.
Folks.
She's Rosa's fine. Is she alive?
No.
She'd be taking a subway now. She'd be taking a subway right now, if she was. So what's she, an Uber.
And that's why I'm not a host on Drinking Bros anymore. Right there. Right there.
It'd be hilarious if she told the Uber driver she was alive today. Now sit in the front. What? Is it just you? Yeah, I guess. I'll let you sit in the front, Rosa. Yeah, yeah.
International waters.
International.
We went to Rosa Parks jokes.
You're allowed to in international waters. We can say anything. Let's talk about the Holocaust. International waters, none of this counts. There it is.
Hey.
Nobody loves the Holocaust more than Dan Holloway. Dan, did you pack any little shoes with you on
I've
this trip?
I've never actually told a Holocaust joke.
Sure.
They're all just statements of fact. Right?
Okay.
The clown porn chick said that she looked like a young Anne Frank, and I'm like, well, there was only a young Anne Frank.
That's true.
That's not a joke. That's
true.
A statement of fact, motherfucker.
She capped out at 14. Therefore, she
retired from living.
She retired from the world at 14.
She's a Hall of Famer, by the way.
Yeah.
MVP.
She's got shoes in the old museum there too. I believe.
Exactly. Look, NBA Hall of Fame, they bronze shoes. Hers.
Yes.
Bronze those shoes,
bronze
right?
Them up, yeah.
But if you die at 14, you get the best picture of yourself, and that's it, right? You never have to look old.
I don't know. Didn't Bieber do some dumb shit out of her thing?
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah. Well,
he wrote in the fucking actual Anne Frank history like
yeah,
book.
Yeah, he said if she was alive today, she'd be a Belieber.
A Belieber.
Oh, my God.
And he signed that in the Anne Frank Holocaust book that's currently at the museum. I'm going to be real. She probably would, though.
Yeah, she definitely
would.
She's a 14-year-old girl. Come on.
Yeah. I'm going to want to hate on Justin Bieber for that. Danny, you're from Europe. How's the Holocaust to you? I'm kidding.
I'm not going to touch that one.
Let's ruin everyone's career tonight. Okay, you put that in the back burner. Yikes.
Nope.
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 Too far. Too far.
Yep. We had the line. You international.
Took it too far.
You took it too far in international waters.
Yeah, too far in international waters. Yes, yes. You were going to end up in the jail at the bottom of the boats, my man. Boy.
Whoa.
We missed the look. We missed the Democratic debate last night, which was a shame.
I bet it was amazing.
No, it was not. Beto said that he wanted to take everybody's AK-47s and AR-15s, Jared.
Well, what he said was, hell yeah, we're going to take away your AR-15s.
Yeah, actually, that was his exact quote. Hell yeah, we're going to take away everybody's AR-15s and AK-47s.
He just doesn't want to be president.
Yeah, that's just, how to piss off most of America. Yeah. That dude's
a list of quotes.
Doesn't he seem like the kind of guy that doesn't even get erections? He just folds his dick in half and slides it in there.
Yeah. I like that.
Honestly, if I ever meet him, the first words
just
out of my mouth are going to be, what's it like watching your wife fuck other people?
Yeah. Because it's true.
Well, you're fucking his wife.
Does he have one, or is it a Mexican Manny? Is it a Mexican Annie, or no? Because he named himself Beto, which is not true. He's obviously Robert O'Rourke.
He's obviously
He tans a lot.
Does he tan a lot? Yeah.
He adds gray to his hair. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, he is 100% economist.
You ever watch the Snapchat where he tried to change a car tire? It's phenomenal.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah, oh, man. Really?
Like lanky.
It's hard to watch.
It's like baggy Batman. Yeah. Like,
he doesn't even know how to use it.
Then he looks at the camera and he's like,
yeah. Hey, I'm a normal man.
I'm wearing lingerie under my clothes.
Yeah.
That's called a chicken hawk, by the way.
Is it?
Yes.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. Well,
I didn't know that.
J. Edgar Hoover was a chicken hawk, too.
Yeah. Hey, so, Matt, we were talking about this on the show the other day. The government, he proposed a plan that the government should buy back all AR-15s and fucking AK-47s. How would that possibly work?
It won't. He's a fucking idiot.
There we go.
Put that on the record, please. Just, it won't.
Well, like,
he's
he says
a fucking
AR-15s
idiot.
And AK-47s, so then we get to use all the other semi-automatic rifles.
Yeah, just use
like
a scar,
like, you fucking idiot. Fucking just jump into fucking, let's teleport him back to the Holocaust.
I don't
idiot.
Understand. Hey, you know what I like? I like.
Yeah.
I like how.
Evan couldn't come, so I had to say that. Sorry.
No one has any scope on M14s. That's the fucking pig right there.
Right?
I know. It's like, we got to get rid of these. I'm like, I'm going to buy like 60 M14s. Like, hey.
It's firearm racism. They're brown, so no one cares. They're scared of like, it's fucking racism.
Yeah, once
man.
You put that fucking Sage stock on those things, we're good to go.
Yeah.
OBR? Come on, who had an M14 OBR? Anybody? Any DMs in the Marines here? We don't have a single fucking sniper in the audience.
Thank God.
Come on, somebody lie to us. Like, there's Marines in the room. You should be raising your hand.
Yeah, if there was.
I was a sniper.
If there was a sniper in the audience, we wouldn't know it. I'd just go down after that first Holocaust joke. Are you German? Congratulations. Danny knows a lot about the Holocaust. He'd like to share because he's from Europe. So I feel like he kind of lived it.
Pass. I'm really liking my career. I'm on an upswing right now, so I'm going to continue not touching that one.
Perfect. What are your thoughts on Brexit then?
I don't swamp down my day with bullshit politics of that country.
You're
I'm not scared about talking shit about England because
you're a smidge away
do?
From being American citizen.
Working on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yes.
Working on
He's
it.
He's coming to our side.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So for the audience.
So thank God people are trying to raise taxes here because otherwise what would be the fucking point, right?
Yeah, exactly. What is
ban firearms and raise taxes?
What's the
Might as well have stayed.
What's the citizenship? Where do you go? Like,
where do
how
I
long
go?
Is it? How long is it?
Where right, do you so, go?
Because it seems a much faster process for all these.
It's not. How long was it?
So no. So here's what I'm thinking. It would have been way simpler if I. No, I'm not going to say it like that.
No, if you cross the Rio Grande, brother, you'd be in.
Listen, if I were to just stay here and be poor and then just. Not leave, I feel like I'd have been a citizen quicker.
Yeah.
That's all
that's
I'm going to say.
Right?
Yeah. I think that's true. That's
true,
a true
right?
But otherwise, it's a five-year process through green card. You get a green card, you got to keep that for 5 years, and then you can apply for citizenship, which is the end of the day.
Really? Do you have to know the Pledge of Allegiance, the presidents, all that stuff? I know there's a
test. Yes, and but I don't think the test. See, I know I have friends who've like done it recently who then there's no fucking test. So I honestly can't answer that question at this point.
Really?
Yeah.
Just answer Thomas Edison for everything. Also, I think you're fine.
I had one of my friends who had a wife from overseas. I'm not going to name his name for obvious reasons, but he just bought it.
Dan Holloway.
He just gave some lawyer $40,000, and they were like, all right, here's your U.S. passport.
You're really kidding?
Yeah.
Let's raise $40,000 for Danny Warnstop.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Let's get him prosty.
I think we probably know.
What? We're not going to.
No. We probably, we could reach out to the Drinking Bros and see who's working for
someone knows someone.
USCIS.
Wait, are you talking about $40,000 to bring a woman over?
Yeah. No.
Ah, shit, you could do it for like $100.
Bring Danny over.
I could talk.
Yeah, he's gonna have to lost.
Yeah. Let's change Danny then. Let's lop his dick off tonight,
it's
brother.
It's 2019.
How did this go from he wants to be a U.S. citizen to now he's trans?
Well, look, all we need is an Outback Steakhouse knife, and I feel like trans I can get friend. Really through there. And then you just leave the hole, right? That's kind of how it works?
Yes, yeah, that is correct.
That's what vaginas are.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
No, you just push it real hard, and it goes in.
Yeah. Ross, why do you have a hole in your pants?
Why do you think I have a hole? Yeah, you're goddamn right. Roman ED gave me this hole in my pants. One of our sponsors. That dick went right through it last night. Look at his split open. I like how you get in for that shot. Hey, man, how was the cruise?
Zoom.
Cool. Ross's pants split open and his dick came out. I appreciate it. We hired nothing but the best here. Nothing but the best. He showed me two shots from yesterday. Me standing next to a girl's butt plug. And the other one with, whose face was it on there yesterday? The bathing suit. Jared's face on a bathing suit.
Dan today.
Today's Dan.
Whoa, stand up and show everybody what you got.
Yes, stand up and show it. There we go. She's got Dan Holloway on the bathing suit.
Ladies, this is what, true... Cruise,
attire.
Yeah.
Attire.
She went the extra length.
The mile. Jared mile.
Words.
Because there's a bunch of them. It would be many Dan.
So we met at the live show in Florida. Yes, in Orlando. Got to meet your boyfriend who is not here today. Yes, he's not. He's not
Nathan.
Here.
Name and shame.
You have Dan all over your bathing suit. Does that mean he's got a shot tonight? Yes or no? No. Whoa.
It was a hard no.
We're sorry.
My God. Yeah, you shot him down like Lee Harvey Oswald. Jesus Christ.
There you go.
My God.
There's a good one.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Lee Harvey Oswald.
I think that was
Lee
Michael
Harvey
Jordan.
Oswald. Why not? Dan, you've got him on yourself, on your person, like... Oh, shit.
PTDT.
Oh.
Been there, done that. Stand on up. Let's talk about Dan's sex life here. What was he like in bed? Generous lover? You bet. Are you worried that he's going to kill you, which is why you won't say anything?
I'd kill him first.
Oh!
Whoa!
Fight to the death.
My
I like it. That's
God.
How this episode ends.
Yes. A fight.
Last
to
Last day
the
of
death.
The cruise. Fight to the death.
Yeah.
Look, we all know that I was bound to get killed by a woman at some point. Right?
Yes.
Come on. Yeah, because I mean, shit. You date girls that we nickname Benghazi.
Exactly.
She had big old fake titties, though. I mean,
yeah.
What the fuck you want from me? Hey, yeah. So Dan did drive a girl so crazy. She drove 13 hours overnight from Arizona to San Antonio to bang on his bedroom window.
Yep.
That's why we call her Benghazi.
Yes.
Because it was a 13-hour drive after him blocking her.
You're welcome.
That's the real 13 hours movie they should have made. You know?
So forever, it's just, that's how we refer, Benghazi?
Yeah. It's funny because people outside of our group now know her as Benghazi.
Yeah, and that's it.
So fucking funny.
Yes.
The only time I've heard something like that was from that Go astronaut chick who was wearing the fucking diaper who drove 36 hours. Yeah. It is Dan's dream girl. When we were in Orlando, actually, a cop picked us up at the airport, and he said, "Hey, man, huge fan. Where would you like to go?" And Dan goes, "Casey Anthony's house."
Yeah, you can just drop me off.
That's the type of crazy that you want. Yeah.
I'm the sound effects guy.
Get it. Get it.
Shit.
You should have had it on the whole time.
I know.
Hey, did you just get engaged, by the way?
No, I just got married.
You did?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Again. Look at the light on her right now. It's like we purposely were like, here she is.
Yeah.
The bride.
That's amazing. How long were you guys dating before you got married?
Yeah.
There it is.
Not that long. We met in January of... Last year. I got my number. I was like, where in the fucking year are we right now?
2 years ago.
Yeah. So we got married on September 28th last year. So we're almost at the 1 year mark.
Nice.
Congratulations.
And I've seen you since then. So
yes, you have. But I saw you separate at a show in Akron.
You see,
your lady was not with you.
She wasn't.
It's got to be. Difficult traveling all over the world, and
because
you're still working, right?
So we went from Holocaust to Benghazi to talking about marital issues. Not issues. I'm saying stressors. You're
happy.
Just killing it tonight. I love it.
These are the most important topics, though, that you need to cover.
Well, Holocaust. I mean, come on. Let's not beat around the bush. She is still active duty Navy.
She is.
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, he said duty.
I mean, come on. You're the... You're the first, like, superstar rock star that was like, I want a real badass chick.
I was sick of paying for health insurance. I'm joking. I sold 12 million albums. I have awesome health insurance. Jesus.
But still,
you're
the only
star.
One that's like, I want a badass girl.
Yeah.
One that wears a uniform every day. I appreciate this. I always said that.
Yeah.
Why aren't Hollywood superstar women going, like, dating Navy SEALs and Rangers? Like, why wouldn't you want to bring that to the red carpet? Like, hey, my husband kills everyone.
I think they're afraid. I think they're afraid. That's why. To be...
He kills everyone.
You need a couple betas together in Hollywood, and that's kind of how it works. Miranda Lambert just married a cop, though. NYPD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was get out of a ticket, though.
I know, right?
Fuck, if you could get married to get out of a ticket, I need to start getting more married.
No, how do you get more married?
What the fuck?
Just so you guys know.
Where do you find the time?
We make Jared have every girl he dates sign an NDA, and he can't get married.
Like, ever again.
There's
a stream of paperwork for every girl.
Yep.
No, for
He's
real.
Like, you're like one wife away from a free sub,
really
dude.
This is really weird. This is actually real.
Yeah, no, I'm not fucking around. That's real.
Evan has a manila folder if I'm like... I'm having this girl. Here you go.
Yep. To the point where we're trying to develop an app that you can actually take a photo and it electronically signs
the
NDA. This
was a conversation last week. We're going to get it on an app so you can just picture him and make him sign.
DocuSign. Jared's in
That's
DocuSign
why I got no
level.
Jokes today. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm going to deal with this fucking crew.
And there's a reason Evan isn't here.
He's actually just working. He wanted to come.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he also would have lost the whole company if he would have been up at any part of this today.
Yeah, that butt plug opening, he would have been like, all right, see you later.
Yep. Got to go, everybody. He would have been on that yellow dinghy off the side of the boat.
Yeah.
Heading back to land. We also want to give a shout-out to Matt Best. We found out yesterday, for those of you who weren't here last night, third
that
week in a row on the New York Times bestseller list. Thank you for my service.
Thank you.
Number six like audiobook in the world, by the way, on the New York Times bestseller list. Yeah.
Have you tried to buy the audiobook? It's fucking hard.
No.
Super easy.
No. Like, you click two buttons, bitch.
Easiest thing in the world.
It took us fucking... It took me like 2 hours.
Jared, you're drunk as shit, dude.
That's what I did on in my bedroom on the last tour for the last week.
Really?
Yeah,
you listen to his audiobook?
I listened to the audiobook.
7 hours and 15 minutes of magic.
So I was talking you to sleep every night.
Did you wear clothes at all during that or what?
No.
Duh. No, that's the way you listen to this audiobook.
Yeah. Next
you go starfish.
Completely naked.
It was No, it's in the terms and agreements when you
play it.
I'm not trying to get sued.
Did you have sex to Matt's audiobook at all?
I did not.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody has. We need to put that out.
Yeah.
Has anyone, or a challenge.
Has anyone out here had sex to Matt's audiobook yet?
I mean, probably my wife.
Has anyone had sex with Drinker Bros on in the background? Anybody?
Yes. How many people have had sex with Drinker Bros on in the background? There we go.
Oh, did you get pregnant?
The pregnant one. The pregnant one.
Did you get
one.
Pregnant with Drinker Bros on? Yeah. Holy shit. Holy shit. We should have rights
listen,
to the baby.
Hey,
yeah.
Listen,
that baby belongs to us.
Here's something else. What are you naming the baby then?
Yes. What are you naming the baby?
OJ.
Drinking Bros?
OJ.
Call the baby
OJ.
Drinking Bros.
What are you naming the baby here? Oh, it's a girl.
So
okay.
Drinking Bros.
So
Benghazi.
Jaredina. Jaredina sounds good. What are you going to name the... She doesn't listen to,
Drinking
Bros?
Yeah, you can both call it different names.
None of our friends listen to Drinking Bros, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're also here,
Eliza.
So...
You're going to name her Eliza? Oh, that's nice.
I did the Next to Me single with Eliza Grace.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows
that. Probably had nothing
connected.
To do with that, Jared,
still
but...
connected. It's connected.
Yeah, that's sure.
Connecting
lie,
dots.
Yeah.
Kent.
Kent?
Only one letter
Kent.
Off, dude.
Are you trying to name your girl's middle name Kent?
Ray. Ray. R-E.
She's not Superman.
Hey, I'll give you $1,000 if you make her a middle name Noelle.
Ooh. Whoa. You just got bought.
Ooh. How much is it worth?
$1,000 and a lifetime 20% discount to Black Rebel Coffee.
Yeah.
There it is.
What do you say?
You can FaceTime me for life advice. It probably won't be good, but it's advice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. So they're going to send the birth certificate.
Wait, so you said yes? Is that a yes?
Is that a yes?
We're thinking about it. We're thinking about it.
Wow!
It's a pretty name.
Eliza Noelle. That's I like
Eliza
it. Eliza Noelle.
Noelle. That's pretty.
What's your last name?
Randazzo.
Ugh, that one's a tough one.
Well, that's good. They can't.
Who's
gonna
fight?
You can't use the name.
Who's got $1,000 on the last name?
Erner.
Yeah.
$1,000 for the last name best.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just
yeah.
kidding. Yeah, no. The bestseller
it
doesn't
works.
Give you that
She's
much
due
money.
On Christmas.
Yeah. She said it works. The baby's due on Christmas.
Look
Noel.
At that.
Noel. The angels did sing, and Jared is drunk, and Christmas time.
I'm still waiting.
Lock up the Instagram handle now, Eliza Noel. Yeah, because that last name, we gotta ditch that, my man. Rindazzo? No, we're not doing that. Is that Italian? You goddamn right it is. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm might as well have been rigatoni, my man. That's how Italian that is.
I'm kind of upset I'm at $1,000 right now, to be honest
yeah.
with you. I didn't think they were going for that.
Yeah, now Shit. You've got a check to write.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you start drinking doubles at 11 a.m., you start making real bad decisions.
Fuck.
I think it's today this cruise line realizes what they did by allowing
it. Oh, them. God.
Because it's barely 1 o'clock.
Yes.
It and I mean, already, like last night when we moved from here to the second bar, we shelled out about two tables that were like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Yeah, yeah. I
They're
like
so loud I want to hear this guy play these stupid covers.
Somebody brought a tube, a sound tube last
yeah.
night.
Yeah, yeah. He sold the timeshare.
Yeah. We were playing Post Malone out of a sound tube last night on the
while
second
a guy
deck.
Is about to get up to play music. Yeah. We're like, hey, dude, everybody in here doesn't give a shit about you, so
yeah,
we probably should just
what is he
just fucking send
wow.
it,
phone in it.
Why'd you tell Danny that? That's fucked up, man.
Oh, sad.
He does it all the time. It feeds my hunger, dude.
Yeah, it feeds the fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
No, but a Caribbean man asked me, he's like, I don't understand. Do you play? Are you part of the cruise?
That's
like,
a really bad
no, man,
Caribbean
not,
accent.
Is it? Is
that was
it or
Somali,
is it accurate?
Not Caribbean.
Yeah, whatever it is. I don't race
wait,
shame.
Wait, speaking of the captain now, everyone heard the captain during the...
Holy shit.
Oh, boy.
How could you not hear the captain? The fucking four sentences he said lasted 19 minutes.
Listen, hey, did anyone else feel like we were being taken over, even though he was saying nice things? Listen, I went to customer service after we had to go to customer service for something. So we went down there, and there was a picture of him on there. And I know he sounded like he'd captured Mr. Bond, and that he was taking the cruise over. But in his defense, he also looks like that.
In his defense,
yeah. In his Ross, defense, he's definitely a villain.
I just want to address something real quick about the audience.
Yes.
Like, you just pan left to right.
Mm-hmm.
All these people, we'd be like, demographic. You in the pink. Are you in the right place?
She's got Alzheimer's and wandered in.
We are so inappropriate.
I love it, though. I love it. Stand on up. We're going to end the show with you. How did you come
at my
about
book
on the Drinking Bros cruise?
She was at my book signing.
My son hooked me up.
Oh, your son hooked you up.
Well, I mean, you know, got me listening to you guys.
And you liked it?
Yes!
Fuck!
That's crazy. That's really crazy. Did you listen to episode 100 yet?
I don't think so.
Thank God. Don't do that. Don't do that. But since you're here, if you're looking to retire, that gentleman is looking for a... Totally kidding. Totally kidding. Jared, the business plan is real. Drinking Bros, ladies and gentlemen, they are telling us to get the fuck out of here and go to the deck to party. Thank you for coming out today.
Yeah!
We will be moving this to the next bar, the nearest bar, whatever it is. It's a fucking color, you know, burgundy or Tron or whatever the fuck it is. Turquoise. Speaking of safety brief, Matt, why don't you play us off just a tad of safety brief, will you? Yeah.
That's it. That's all of it.
That's all of it.
That's the whole song.
There it is.
You like how unenthused I am today with you, Ross?
Nah, you're not going to be happy with me.
It's 11 a.m., okay. Dude.
Why is Ross so fat?
Jack.
So fat.
Jack.
He doesn't work out every day.
Nope,
he
I do work out every day.
He sucks dicks.
I do suck dude's dicks, yes.
Design. And his belly is sick.
Nope.
It's fucking
I've got an 8-pack.
Ross is faggot.
It looks like chewing gum.
Yeah, I'll suck a dick, yeah. I mean,
that's safety brief, everybody.
That is.
Number one
that is.
Single in America.
Come on! We got 4 more days of this! Let's make everybody uncomfortable again at dinner tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Dan's going to be bringing his little shoes for Dan Holloway, Jared Taylor, Danny Warsnop, Matt Best, I'm Ross Patterson. We are the Drinking Bros. Let's get fucked up, everybody. Ooh.